Because what now? Until that point, they were sustained by the hope that when they get there, they'll be happy. But they're not happier. And they're scared. And they're lost. And they look for solutions very often outside of the normal experiences, outside of ordinary life. And where is that? That very often is with drugs and with alcohol, because that takes us out of our normal day-to-day ordinary lives, for good and ill. This misunderstanding, prevalent, and yet most people live that way. And they think, and this is why so many people go through a midlife crisis, for example. It's not the only reason, but it's one of the reasons. Because there are many people who are pretty accomplished, who have made it. And then they say, what now? Is this all there is to it? Yes, this is all there is to it. And the challenge is to identify the treasures of happiness that are embedded, that are there in the it, and they're all around us. Again, happiness is not contingent on our status or the state of our bank account. It's contingent on our state of mind, of how we interpret our reality, on what we choose to focus on.